Infrastructure is really important in education, both in terms of morale and values and in terms of actual learning and learning styles. Just on morale, both for students and for teachers, and also parents, the sense of whether or not you're in an institution that is valued, people get those messages from the quality of the environment. If places are run down or if they're looking very shiny and new, then I think people do make judgments from that. In one research project I was doing, students talk negatively about students from another school, mainly on the basis of it wasn't a very nice place. And employers make those judgments too. So I think we shouldn't underestimate the morale and the valuing aspect. In terms of learning spaces, that's a big area of research in current times. And the university where I am, the University of Melbourne, has in recent times been putting a lot of money and attention to getting better design of lecture theatres and of classrooms with new technology and different ways of learning. So I think schools too don't want to be restricted to classrooms that were really designed for pre-technology times and times in which there wasn't such a range of activity and creativity in learning. On whether it will help with retention rates of students, it may well do that. Again, I was involved in a project looking at a school trying to do something differently in the middle years, in years 9 and 10, and that's often a time when people really begin to drift away from school. And a lot of schools around the state are trying to do different things in that year to bring all the year nines together, to let them go on camps and other activities and to do different things in school. Now, in the school I was studying, the teachers and the students felt quite hampered by having to do that in old portables with fixed desks and generally an unattractive and a difficult environment to work in. So I'm hoping that in that way it will facilitate some of the other moves that are going on to try to improve retention. The thing that I feel a bit sad about is on the inequalities front. I'm very concerned about a disparity between rich and poor schools that has been growing over recent years. And a lot of the funding, the government funding, has gone to richer schools as well as to poorer schools. Now, I understand the electoral politics of that and that governments have decided that they can't afford to withdraw any funding of schools that they have previously funded, and that might be a politically correct judgment. But as someone who studies inequality, I'm concerned about the continuing and growing disparity between rich and poor. Although hopefully this new injection of funds will at least make the base level of provision one that people feel happy about.